story, maybe Pio is sitting there at his age, maybe, or young, and he has a friend or a woman. Maybe he thought he found his woman at last. And they're sitting there up on that hill, beautiful spring. And the aroma, the light, the colors, the nature, the trees, the grass, they all wake up memories in him. And he can just sit there forever. And then she says, yep, that was a nice lunch in nature. Shall we move on? And you then enter into her. And she's restless. Oh, I don't have any patience. I want to do things. I want to move on, do something else. And I mean, nature is nice, but, you know, I've seen it already. And I've been here for an hour. I mean, so much more to see. And he says, well, you know, I could sit here for a whole day almost. This is so much to see here. Look at the squirrel over there, the little bird sitting on top of that dead oak in the sun. It must be a nice place to sit for him or her. And what of you? And he's just dreaming away as she sees it. Oh, now you're dreaming away again. And he said, man, you know, come on, you should. You're an artist. We should take our easels and paint and brushes and go out and stand here all day and just paint and experience. That's the beauty of being a nature painter. It's not just producing a picture, it's having an experience and sharing it. And then she goes, well, that, I guess I get what you say, actually. Understand. But then she gets restless anyway. And he says, you know, what is it that pulls you always, wherever we are, whatever we do, after a little while you want to go somewhere else, do something else, where is your home? Where does this, you know, where are you sitting when you don't want to go somewhere else in an hour? And she is honest. And she says, well, to be really honest, maybe the pub. And he said, yeah, that's what I say, you know. It's easy to get invisibly addicted. To those fermented drinks. And the guise of being with the bodies. And the bodies who will only be with you when there are drinks served as well. So yeah, little tough topic touched there. But they're sitting there in nature, and the bumblebee, his favorite animal, he sometimes says, came for a visit and then continued on further adventures. See, she says, he's not staying one place all the time. And Pio says, oh. And if you look at my life, I hardly did that either. But now I'm soon 71. Seen it all, done it all, some say, but there are so many more things to be seen, and you don't have to fly around and drive around and run around. They're right here where you are. You can just sit and be amazed. Well, out in nature, that is. The human-built world is more limited and confined. So I like to be here with Mother Goddess, Nature, and God, and all those who live here. This is my company nowadays. So what does she do? She gets angry and just fed up and stands up and says, I'm out of here, I can't stand this. I mean, sometimes I don't understand you either. Maybe we are very different after all. And she walks off. He sits there. Well, you know, when he was younger, he would have also walked, surrendered, you know. You need to compromise. But now, he had come to the point where he had the right and even the duty to live his own life, do what he is to do, be where he wants to be and do there what he wants to do, not just always adapting to others in order to be accepted by them. And if someone accepted him the way he was, he would appreciate that, and maybe they would be friends. But that's how real friendship is, he said to himself. Respecting each other's free life. And well, marriage and family and all that is one thing. That's a responsibility. You have to compromise. You have to serve. And yes, I'm a servant, he says. Servant of God and of God's children, but now I have some service to God to do, and I have to do it the way God wants me to do it. What feels right to me.